15 seconds, Davy Crockett.
Davy. I got D-A-V-I-E-C-R-O-C-R-O-K-E-R. E-T. Boom. I know I got that one.
How many times are you going to put the drink cup? Like, you want me to drink it, motherfucker, or what?
Yeah, y'all get it.
Fuck, man. Jesus Christ.
Went down the wrong
flight,
bro.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck is going on? Jeez.
That ball cream, bro.
Excuse me?
I need them ball cream. What is it called? Man cave? Or Manscaped?
Yeah, that's going to be Manscaped, Craig.
Touch my puck.
Smashville, stand up. How you doing, partner?
Stand up, baby. Smashville, stand up. We living large and in charge, baby. How y'all living?
Craig,
right here in Lake Charles, bro.
Craig, do you got a whole loaf of bunny bread with you tonight? Because you were shithouse last week.
I was shithouse, and I think I took your advice to make sure I ate some bread. And everything like that. But what I ended up doing was getting some French bread that I've been eating on and making sandwiches and shit. And that's how I make po' boys down here and shit.
Craig, this is our second show tonight, okay? And this is going to be routine for us. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to do it at 12 o'clock every time. But the Smashville Predators, they about to be in the prime in the playoffs, okay? We kind of stated our view on that. You know, the last couple episodes. Has anything changed with that on how you feel about to come out? Are we still feeling like the same, you know, bucked up and fucked up Preds team about to come out there?
Absolutely, man. Straight defense all fucking day, dude. I'm with it.
Well, you can.
I'm looking at some things that it looks like we got some NHL players, the player associations and everything like that are coming together. It looks like we're actually going to have this hockey tournament happen, man.
So, and then we would play Arizona start, like we said. Nothing's changed for me, brother. I just don't
ain't see nothing changed with the weather, bro.
I don't see Arizona as a team that's going to be the team to stop the Preds momentum that I think we're going to have. I think it's just going to be a type of vibe, you know, especially once we get back to that rubber arena. But with that being said,
Bridgestone is the Bridgestone arena.
I call it the rubber arena, motherfucker. I've called it the rubber arena since episode number one. No, I'm sorry, man. Craig,
it's just tires, bro.
Yeah, nah, it's just rubber, man. That's all it is, bro. Dude, I've been scounging, you know, Twitter with Ripping Biscuits. I know you do your thing. You know, you share fucking YouTube clips.
Catfish is getting drunk.
That was a good night, man. When I woke up, I woke up that morning. I saw you had shared the catfish fucking gifts and shit, and that was good stuff, Craig. But you know, I kind of look around Twitter. The most interesting people that I want you to kind of get close with. Dude, I think we got to get with these guys, Ice Analytics, you know, and really start fucking with them, bro.
Absolutely, man. Anytime, any day, man. I'm ready. Like I said, I'm down with some hot, some ice and some fucks and some sticks and all that good shit, bro.
Well,
fuck around any day, bro.
Craig, the reason why I say that is I want them to count how many times you say fuck in a podcast. You know what I'm saying? I want them how many times you take sips in the podcast. So Ice Analytics, you know, I've been kind of reaching out to them on Twitter, asking them for, you know, pretty obscene analytics. They haven't given me any yet. They keep telling me every time the same thing. Yeah, we'll work on it and get back to you. They haven't given
us.
I had to figure out on my fucking own that Dylan, who is the you know, co-president of the Hockey Podcast Network, was the 14th follower of the Rippin' Biscuits page. The Rippin' Biscuits, you know, 14, man. He let 13 other grown men.
How you gonna do it on 14, man? Come on, give me number one, bro, or number two, I guess.
How you let 13 other grown men beat you to the biscuits page? You know. But anyway, I'd like to get analytics to do that. I'd like to get analytics just to, you know, keep track of what's going on with you, but also keep track of what's going on with me, you know? And then we can release that in the blog that we do. You know, how many times you fucking talk to your pets?
Atticus, what you say, girl?
No, you know what I'm saying? And this is the only podcast where you'll kind of be, you gotta
right here, like apparently we had possums in the fucking goddamn fucking in the damn walls or something over here in southwest Louisiana. So she's on point with that. So we go figure it out. We can do analytics about that. And I'm ready to drop the clubs, bro. I'm ready to get going.
Well, Craig, before we get going, we got to get you accustomed to Nashville. I know you're a Lake Charles guy, right? And I know that, you know.
Batteries, Lake Charles, yeah.
Yeah. But, bro, you always say Craig from Lake Charles, bro. So that's what people are going to immediately think.
Craig in Lake Charles, not Craig from Lake Charles.
No, you didn't change it. No, it's Craig from Lake Charles. You say the same thing every time. There goes Ish right there. Ish, sorry, you're late. We just started. We just got finished talking shit about you. Ish, you know, president of the Hockey Podcast Network, our beloved employers. But look, Ish, we're just...
I need that ball cream, bro.
Excuse me?
I need them ball creams. What is it called? Man Cave? Or Manscaped?
Yeah, that's gonna be Manscaped, Craig. And that's the ball deodorant that you're speaking of. That's been something that I've had on me, you know, for quite a few months now. Now, look, Craig, I have never put it on my balls. I will tell you that. But
are you supposed to, like, in the directions? You put it straight on your balls? Or, like, what is it?
I kind of just keep it next to me just for, like, you know, just to say, hey, you know, I'm willing to change my balls. But, like, it's more of a, my balls have felt better since I got these bottles.
That's what I'm talking about, babe. And look, it is hot as fuck down here, bro. I can cut the humidity with a goddamn butter knife, bro. I mean, it is rough, bro. So, I mean, I can use some, bro.
What's the last thing you actually did cut with a butter knife, Craig?
You really want to know the truth?
Yeah.
My ribs last night. I couldn't find my good knife. I had to cut my ribs with a butter knife. It was a plastic, like, it was like a fucking, like, shitty butter knife from fucking Dollar Tree.
Yeah, dude. I do that all the time, dude, so I can't even, like, sit here and hate. I do that shit all the time. Like, I cut everything
Then I found my fucking good knife, like, my good chef knife.
Under the couch?
It was in the fucking freezer. No, it was in the freezer because we don't drink water down here, like, Charles, like, the water in here. So we have to have ice, and so, like, I keep up, like, you know, like, I usually an ice pick in there, but my girl put the damn fucking, my good kitchen knife, cutting the knife, the ice up with it. It was a horrible state of affairs.
Craig, I wanted to take you through a time of Nashville delicacies, if you don't mind. Just to kind of get, you know, I'm still not quite sold that you know Smashville. Like, we need you to know Smashville.
I know Nashville. I know Tennessee. I never been there. I can't wait to go.
Craig, save it for the jury, bud. Save it for the jury.
Yes, same.
A whole game of plain or butted, or for you now, it's plain or butted. Well, I'm good on that, because you couldn't fucking figure out how to play the game last week.
Let's rock and roll with it, bro.
So, that's your options. It's plain, as in, you like it. So, I had to switch. I had to change everything for you. Yeah. Plain, you like it. Butted, you love it. I'm good on that. You're passing. Craig, this is all I could do for you.
We'll see what happens.
Cornbread.
Plain.
Goo Goo Cluster. That's caramel, marshmallow, nougat, peanuts, and milk chocolate.
Biscuits. Pass, or whatever the fuck it was. What is...
Belly Mead Bourbon.
Plain.
Fruit Tea.
Who?
Fruit tea.
Fruit tea?
Fruit tea. Okay. What about a Nashville Bushwhacker, Craig?
The fuck is that?
That's a bushwhacker like
sounds
you.
Sounds like a fucking hell of a drink. Is what it sounds like.
It's like a malt frozen drink, Craig.
Like a fucking milk, like a milkshake almost.
Craig,
plain. I can keep that going. I'm with that.
Greens and pot liquor.
Get on with that.
Banana pudding.
Oh yeah, plain. Down from banana pudding.
Hot chicken.
Oh, you gotta do the wafers though with it though, with the banana pudding. Like you gotta put the vanilla wafers with it.
Hot chicken.
Oh, plain. All day. Good stuff.
What's hot chicken, Craig?
It's when they take fried chicken and they dip it in fucking hot sauce and fucking serve it to you and burn your mouth off of it. And you get all that good fried deliciousness in your fucking mouth. And any enzymes.
Craig, how you feel about the dishes?
But I gotta do thighs, though. If I'm doing hot chicken, I'm doing thighs. I'm not doing breasts. Or wings or fucking legs. I'm doing straight thighs.
Craig, how you feel about those plates that's all Nashville food, Craig?
Yeah, I'm okay with most of them. I mean, some of them were kind of just gross. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, last week, they were talking about eggs. I don't do eggs, bro.
You just don't do any eggs at all?
I never did. Never. I can cook them, but I can't. I don't know what it is. I think it's the smell or something, bro. Like, when I was coming up over here, and when I was cooking and shit, we used to do omelets and fucking Benedicts like all fucking day. And I had to fucking crack about fucking two cases of fucking eggs. And one day I found a little fucking chicken embryo in the motherfucker. And it was the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life. And it just kind of like just threw me off from there. I just never did it. I'd cook with them though.
I'd have to say that probably my favorite one off the menu is probably the Goo Goo Clusters.
I'm going with the fire chicken or
the hot chicken. Bro. That really brought the best out of you.
Yeah.
That really did. Okay, so Craig, not so bad right there. I felt like that really put a kind of a good taste in our mouths. Kind of shifting back to the Preds real quick. You were talking physical defense and whatnot. And just to give you an idea, because I look at shit all day, every day. I know you do too. Yeah, I know you constantly all over the internet. Dude. They as of June 20, it was like, I think it was June 26th, they released an article on The Athletic about the Predators talking about, Ryan Ellis, I'm sorry, Matt Duchene liking country music. And dude, I've seen this article before, I swear, but they did it again. And it just goes to show you like, dude, they ain't got nothing to talk about right now. And that's why I'm going on a limb here, Craig, saying that the Preds are just going to come out with some pizzazz. How many times are you going to put the drink cup? Like, you want me to drink it, motherfucker, or what?
Yeah, y'all hit it.
Fuck, man. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're down the wrong pipe, bro.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck is going on? Jeez.
All right, guys.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, you're never going to stay in frame, bro. Like it don't matter what I do. I could get fucking George Clooney to come over there. And, it's just not.
Well, I started laughing a little bit. And I was like trying to drink and laugh at the same time. And it just didn't happen the right way.
Craig, what's the first thing you do on a night out in Nashville?
Man, I have to go to the Grand Ole Opry, I believe. And then I'm going to have to go check the ice. And then I'm going to have to hit a bar, man. I gotta hit the strip.
Urs?
Yeah.
I just figured you left that out.
My bad. I forgot.
Yeah, no, it's all good. What position, if you were a hockey player, let's say you played for the Preds, let's say that the Preds, you were the missing piece for the Preds, right?
Center all day.
Center. All right. Craig, as far as your knowledge on Tennessee history, how does that look? Any notable history in Tennessee? Anything? I know a lot of people bring up Tennessee. You bring up Elvis. Elvis's house, you know.
Like I said, the Grand Ole Opry for sure. Country music. Then after that, Catfish, man.
Catfish.
Yeah.
Heard.
I mean, it's right there on the Mississippi, damn near. So I mean, shit. They probably got the shit catfish like we got down here. So you know, there's a couple of them. Skin them up. Let's get a fucking frog going and watch the Preds, bro. What's happening?
Craig, are you familiar with the old heroic gentleman Davy Crockett?
Yes.
Wow, absolutely. Look at that energy, man. That's so Davy Crockett's obviously a guy that you've read about.
I wish I had a hat right now. The raccoon hat, right?
Right. Or yeah. Yeah. Hey, Davy Crockett is actually he's a Tennessee historic figure. He's from Tennessee. He was born in Tennessee. Davy Crockett.
Statues of him all over the fucking goddamn state.
Yeah, so Davy Crockett is a guy I'm bringing up tonight for a reason, Craig, and you're about to find out.
Let's talk about it.
Craig, you went 0 for I don't even fucking know what last week. Okay, I don't know. I think the names were too hard. And that's why I've...
This week, I'm gonna halfway cheat because like I'm a little dyslexic, so I'm gonna try to write it down. I'll see if I can still fucking make it happen.
You gonna try to write it down? We've implemented a 15-second timer, Craig, with a bell, just like that. It just got passed here at the Rippin' Biscuits podcast, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Also, shout out Manscaped. They'll save your balls. They'll save your balls. The ball deodorant. Craig, let's
it's
get
hot too.
Craig,
probably hot in Tennessee too, bro.
15 seconds, Davy Crockett.
Davy. I got DAVIECROKER. E.T. Boom. I know I got that one.
That's incorrect, Craig. The correct spelling of Davy Crockett would be D-A-V as in Victor, Y as in why did you not spell it this way?
I put the I-E, man.
Crockett, C as in cat, R as in Ralph, O as in octopus, C as in Craig, missed. This again, K E T T Davy Crockett. Rest in peace.
I missed the TTs. Yeah.
1786 to 1836. Davy Crockett. Wilma Rudolph, Craig.
W I L L A M Rudolph. R O U D L O A F.
The fuck did you just spell?
Wilma.
What did you spell after that?
Rudolph. By the red-nosed reindeer.
Al Gore Jr. And I'd like you to spell the Jr., please.
A-L-G-O-R-E. J O U R I O R Junior. There's an N in there somewhere. J O U N I O U R.
Craig, start it from the top, dude, and try to get this right, man. I mean, this is Al Gore Jr., dude.
A L G O R E J O U R N I E R. I'm the second, bro. I'm not a junior, bro. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. That's why I wanted you to spell junior, Craig. Well, that's going to be another 0 for 3. Craig, I'm sorry, man.
Give me one more, bro. Give me one more. I got one more. Come on.
Elvis Presley. Craig. Elvis Presley.
Really? ELVIESPRASLEY.
Craig, do you have anything to say to your fans?
No, I love y'all. We're about to get fucking, we're gonna drop some pucks in here in a little bit. I think look like we're starting to go to training camp and everything about in late July, early August. So look like we're gonna have some hockey to play, man. And I'm excited about it.
Craig, if you had the opportunity to have free tickets, I'm sure Ish could work that out. Ish. To get us into the Smashville game. Now that, you know, I don't do anything for a living other than juggle 197 hats.
Is that a caller?
Spread quarters after hours, ripping biscuits. Hockey Podcast Network, you live.
Buddy, I'm here because Craig needs a phone, a friend, because he can't spell junior.
I tell you what, man.
I'm your lifeline, buddy.
I mean, what do you say, Ish? I mean, this guy spells Junior to where I thought for a second that he was spelling Jumanji.
Buddy, I'm dying. I can't even keep a straight face right now, Craig. I love you, buddy. You're a fucking star.
Ish. Coming here with his 2 cents. Craig, ginger ale. A toast to ginger. Please don't put your feet in the camera, dude. We don't need that. We're ripping biscuits, not, Plano's warts.
Hey, bro. Look, we casing out here, man. We don't put a lot of feet on around here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Craig, just kind of talking about what we could do here in the future before we get the hell out of here towards the end of the podcast. Ish, we thank you for calling. That's our
thanks, Ish.
Yeah, our.
I need that ball medicine, bro.
He needs the ball medicine. Somebody's saying, ask him to spell Saints. I mean, it's on your shirt, you know. So that's pretty funny. Anyway, Craig, just some things that we could do, man. I told Ish, you know, he needs to give us all of the Hockey Podcast Network headlines. You know, to where we can fucking just get on like we do with the NASCAR. Get on in the morning, go split screen, you know, whatever we got to do.
Zoom it out, man.
I'll eat a fucking fruit. Yeah, I'll eat a fruit cup, and then we'll just announce what's going on in the Hockey Podcast Network. That way everybody, you know, knows about it down here that gives a rat's ass, which they may not at first, but they will eventually.
Yeah, because that's going to be like the only thing that's going to be happening is fucking hockey.
And look, before we get out of here and before we plug everything, and I hope to God you know your Twitter tag by now, it's also behind me. I see you looking, but yeah, it's behind me. But I want to thank the people who are in this stream right now. Y'all are some ballsy motherfuckers. It's 1:53 a.m. in New Orleans.
Central Standard Time.
I'm going to go ahead and say it that, you know, whatever... Which I know what I'm doing, and I know Craig knows what he's doing. But whatever we're doing for even just 15 of you guys, you crazy son of a bitches, to be in this. Hey, dude, super, super grateful. Like, I'm not even worthy. So thank you for that. But you can find us. I got the link in there. Ripping biscuits. I'm sure they'll publish this shit whenever I send it to them. Which Ish, godly, hang in there. It's going to be a fucking long night, dude. Oh, my God, bro. But anyway, Craig, where can they find you on Twitter?
I think it's at Craigers5.
There it is.
I believe. I finally got a thing? Sweet.
Good job, Craig. That took fucking months, dude. Dude, that's awesome, bro. Seriously, man. Dude, congrats.
It makes me happy that I fucking actually got it, dude.
HTM Sports on everything. Other than Facebook, obviously, we're at Hold the Mayo. And then you can check me out, you know, and Craig with the blogs on www.htmsports.com. I'm going to run this pod through a blog to where I can, you know, get the biscuits up there. I don't want to give out secrets out. People are already trying to take them. But anyway.
Smashville, stand up.
It's been a pleasure. You know, Southern Unfiltered Pucks and Sticks. I mean, come on. Ripping biscuits. We'll be back next week.
Later. Let's go, baby. Smashville, stand up.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?